Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I'm going to talk about what to do right now with your financial plan and your investments based upon current events. Now, I'm going to talk about this in generic terms, but it's April of 2025, and I'm talking about this right after a very violent but significant market sell-off. And this is in light of meaningful policy changes which affect trade and commerce. You've probably been waiting anxiously to hear what we have to say about this. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in the markets, or next day, or next week, or next month, or the remainder of this year. But our firm is somewhat unique in that we are hardcore buy and hold investors. In fact, I don't know how you could miss that when you buy our service. I believe most advisory firms are as well, kind of have a very similar message, though many firms, and I'm going to mention this at the tail end of the discussion, many firms will sell their clientele on how they can help them take advantage of market opportunities or use strategies to protect them in down markets and blah, blah, blah. Of course, I think it's all nonsense. It's my viewpoint. You can reach your own conclusions. And we do get inquiries from clients that want to know if we will contact them when they need to make a change due to market activity. No way do I want clientele that expects that. You know why? Because they don't understand that no one has any idea what's going to happen next in the markets. But they think that there are advisory firms that can predict this stuff. And there's no way I'm going to pretend that we have the capability of doing this. So anyways, back to this moment that we're in right now. What should you do? Well, nothing. It's so easy. Isn't that good news? Or maybe it's bad news for you. I think it's great news. But I don't know if you do. What's happening right now is business as usual in the stock markets. No, really, it is. This is what they do. Precisely what they do. The markets are driven by financial factors, but also by emotional factors. And you're going to have periods of irrational exuberance, a famous declaration about market performance in the mid-90s, and periods of despair, market sell-offs, rapid selling, big losses. And we're nowhere near either one of them right now. But what if we were? What would our advice be if the markets get worse and worse and worse? Take a guess. It's going to be the same. It's really an easy job we have here. If you're listening to this and think you need to change something, I apologize, but the mix you set up was not a good match for you. You should have already built in a massive abrupt sell-off in your plan. Nothing like we have going on right now. And what were you thinking would happen? But you might say, hey, Zorro, it's these policies. I never anticipated that this would happen. Really? You couldn't imagine that things you disagree with or didn't see coming would happen? Okay, well, you're welcome to blame somebody else if you want. So here is the advice about the current event. It's so easy. Keep doing what you're doing. Maybe you rebalance. Maybe you do a Roth conversion. Maybe you can even save a little more money if you can. I get this question. Hey, Mark, is this a good time to put money in the market? Yeah, so was 2 weeks ago and 6 months ago. And so will 6 months down the road be. Now, if you were sitting around on money, I would have put it in when it was available to put it in. But if this sell-off promotes you to getting in, then I support that. Put it in. Who knows? Maybe the market will go down further. After you put it in, you'll say, I should have waited. You know, I want to mention something else about this and other advisory firms. I mentioned this a few moments ago. We were having a chat with staff a few days ago. We have a meeting once a week, fairly brief. We have some excellent advisors on board now, and they have worked in more traditional assets under management environments, as I did in the past. It was a long time ago for me. But they were reminding me how much more difficult it is in those relationships when you promise to manage money and the markets have bad periods. Some clients can get pretty difficult, but I'm delighted with our approach that we're very direct with our clients. This is what the markets are going to do to set up a nice mix, and you shouldn't have to respond to what's happening now unnecessarily.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.